It's time now for our Hidden Wisconsin segment where we find out about the jobs people are doing behind the scenes.
Today we talk to a Milwaukee man who helps other men to be better fathers. Delvin Crawford is with us. He's a fatherhood specialist at Next Door, an early education center in Milwaukee. Delvin, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
Great. Well, first, what in your life and your personal experience made you want to help other men to be better fathers?
Well, I think it was a series of personal experiences that happened that led me up to it. However, I don't think that, you know, it was one in particular. But I believe what ultimately led me up to it is when I came home one morning when I was living with my mother while I was still in college, and she found me in the car intoxicated. She took a look at me and said some words that I believe changed my life. She said, "You remind me of just like your daddy." And then she walked away crying. Those words hit me like a ton of bricks. To know that I was associated with the pain that she once experienced while married to my dad devastated me. See, I remembered the verbal and physical abuse, how I wouldn't see my dad for 1 or 2 weeks at a time, and every time we would see him, he would either be intoxicated and disorderly. I remember leaving the house like at 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning when I was about 10 years old, with bags full of clothes, knocking on relatives' doors, just trying to find a place to sleep that night. So you could imagine the effect that she had on me when she said those words. I mean, I started going to church, I got married, made a vow to sacrifice my life for the benefit of my wife and children, and I lived this way for years. And the thing was that after I did that, my son, he started going to Next Door, you know, attending it, and I wanted to be involved in his development. So I visited his class, I got on the parent policy board, did poetry workshops, participated in a number of events, you know, that they had at the agency. And one day when I actually dropped him off at school, one of the directors actually came to me and said, "Did you apply for the fatherhood specialist position?" Not knowing that it was such a position, I applied for it, got hired, and now I'm here today with the honor of being on the Wisconsin radio show.
All right. Well, tell us about the fathers who come through the door there to check out the fatherhood programs, just like you did. What kind of situations are they facing?
Some of the barriers that they face deals with employment, deals with education. There's a lot of fathers that we work with that may have been incarcerated. You know, they came from situations where they came from dysfunctional families and dysfunctional homes. So there's just a lot of different things as far as what happened in their childhood, you know, dealing with childhood trauma, seeing some of the things that actually goes on within their community and actually has shaped their perceptions, the way that they look at life. And what happens is that they end up growing up, you know, actually being probably in that stage of boyhood, never transitioning fully into manhood. So those are some of the things that we deal with. That's why we provide so many different trainings, so many different classes, to try to get them to see things in a way they probably didn't see it before.
And how does it work when they're working with you, a fatherhood specialist there? Are you up in front of a class or talking to them one-to-one? How does that work?
Well, it happens in various ways. We actually have a class format where we have fathers actually enroll into the classes, and it's like a 4-week course, and it's Monday and Wednesday or Tuesday and Thursday, and they come for 25 sessions for 4 weeks, and it's like 2-hour intervals. And what they do is that when they come, you know, we have food that's provided, you know, say if they didn't have transportation, maybe we might provide bus tickets. But it's like a classroom setting. But then we have other places where we might have just like man-to-man groups, and it can be topic-driven. And, you know, when they come in, maybe we might have, you know, some food that's available. You know, people can come in and actually talk about some of the things that they may be going through at that present time, and then we can address those things accordingly.
Do you get the sense that the guys you're working with want to be better dads? They just maybe don't know where to start?
Oh, yeah, certainly. I mean, when I talk to the fathers that, you know, that we come in contact with, they always, you know, they have this passion to become a better dad, but they don't know where to start, you know. And a lot of times what happens is that you might place yourself in certain situations and, you know, different things may have happened in your life to put you in certain things that, you know, say, for instance, if you ended up in jail, or say, for instance, if you end up having something happen with your license because of drunk driving, and, you know, different things like that that you learn in boyhood, and you made all of these different choices, and, you know, some of the things that were negative, and what happens is that you realize, you have an epiphany, like, wow, you know, I can't believe that I did that. Well, where do I start? You know, because I haven't been taught the proper way to go. So I'm just trying to find out what is the best way for me to live my life. So they come to our fatherhood class. They are enthusiastic. They want to learn more. And the thing is that we also give them the opportunity to express their views, where their perceptions may have come from. And we never look down on them. We want to, you know, everything that they say is valued because we understand that it came from a certain place and we all can learn from one another.
So it's not a tough love thing, but you try to give helpful advice. What kind of advice, like if somebody comes in and says, I don't know where to start, what do you tell them?
Well, I mean, the first thing that we want to do is that, you know, as soon as the guys come in and they don't know where to start, I say we cannot let our past dictate the outcome of our future, for number one. And one thing that I also try to share is that in boyhood, we learn so many negative messages on how to manipulate and deceive people to get what we want, to be a womanizer, and other messages that we may have learned, you know, on what it means to be a man. But a lot of times what we do is that we talk about the phases of fatherhood, from, you know, boyhood to manhood to husbandhood and to fatherhood. And a lot of instances, we skip from boyhood to fatherhood and try to become a father, you know, fathering a child when we don't really know what it means to be a man. So the analogy that I try to use for our fathers is that the race is not given to the swift nor the strong, but the one that endures to the end. You know, things may have started off rocky for you as a father, but it doesn't have to end that way. So as long as you don't give up, you'll always place yourself in a position to win the fight.
In doing this job, do you see a lot of success stories or people who are making really positive strides?
Oh, yes, I all the time, you know, because we have certain people that may have come in and they felt like they couldn't see that light at the end of the tunnel. And when they come in and they see all the other fathers that are involved in our classes and they have their short-term goals, they have their long-term goals, and you have to understand, you know, I even came from a place that they may have came from. You know, I didn't have my father in my life until I was like 16, 17 years old. And he was an alcoholic. It was certain things that he did. But he actually straightened up his act, and he came into my life, and it showed me that it was never too late to be a father. So the thing is that they're able to relate, you know, to our stories, relate to the things that we have been through, and they know that if it can be done for us, it can be done for them as well.
All right. Before we go, just 30 seconds or so, can you share a couple of words of wisdom for any parent out there listening?
For any parent that's listening, you know, one of the things that I would like to, you know, just share is that no matter where you came from, no matter where you've been, no matter, you know, what may have happened in your life, you know, things can definitely turn around if you position yourself to, you know, just place yourself in a position where things can change. You know, no matter, you know, if you had some shortcomings in your life, you know, anything dealing with childhood trauma, anything dealing with, you know, some of the forks in the road that may have happened, you know, I really believe that you can be the pioneer of your situation. Whatever your father may have done or your mother have done, regardless of who you may not have had in your life, you have to know when you know better, then you have an opportunity to do better.
All right.
And then you can go ahead and do whatever it is that you need to do to be not only an individual as far as bettering yourself, but also, you know, be there.
All right, Delvin, thanks a lot. We're out of time. That's Delvin Crawford, fatherhood specialist at Next Door and Early Education Center in Milwaukee.
Coming up tomorrow on Central Time, some advice on baking bread. This is Central Time. Coming up after the news, we'll take a tour of the White House and find out what it's like to live and work there. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.